We're going to have a guided meditation. That's what we're going to do. And let me see, 10:30 to 11. Okay. I don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to sit for a while, okay? But I'm going to guide you as best as I can. Okay, so, you know what's unique about this is that usually we're in proximity to one another. So this is a different expression of relationship. And it allows us to be in home while we're learning the teaching on retreat. Now, you can do an in-home retreat where you don't have the interaction of other people. But this is kind of a combination of both methods, the one where we're actually physically in proximity and the one where we're at home alone. So it's unique in that we have an opportunity to express our meditative selves through a thinning process while we're at home in the midst of our life with all of the distractions that home offers. So again, that sense of being collected, of being settled in collection. So just welcome that sense of collection into your body as you begin to formally meditate. Just acknowledging oneself as oneself, whatever way you acknowledge that, in thought, in body, in emotion, in tone, in history. Just invite that full revelatory self into oneself. And now be quiet with it. There's nothing we have to solve. There's nothing we have to decide. So that history can live within us, but not be the predominant experience. We can live with it. It's there when we need it, but it doesn't have to be expressive every moment. So just to welcome a quiet. Now we're going to relax. We're going to relax. Invite a new expression, a new definition of that word into your life. Relax. Accompanying a deeper sense of relaxation that grows proportionate to their relaxation is observation. Awareness expands the more we relax. The less tense you are, the less of a sense of self there is to capture that awareness and ownership. The less of a sense of self there is, the more we relaxed we are. The more relaxed we are, the more observation, the more awareness expands to fill that space. We crowd awareness out. Relax. Observe. Don't worry if your relaxation is partial. Don't worry if your observation is partial. Let it be just as it is. That's the allowance factor. Relax, observe, and allow. Allow. That's what it is. Just allow. This too. Oh, I'm lost in thought. This too. No struggle, no controversy, no alternative universe. However this moment configures itself, surrender to that. If you can observe where you're not relaxed, that observation is totally relaxed. Let me say that again. From the point of view of the observation that sees where you're tense, that observation is not tense. Go there. Go to where you're already free. And you don't have to work out your freedom. And the rest will handle itself. The observation, the physical fact, will concede to the observation. If you don't struggle with the physical fact. If the mind is discursive and you can't settle, then go to your breath. It's okay. Skillful means has a point and purpose. Just to settle down so that you know where you are. You have a ground. You need a platform in which to participate. You need some ground, stability. It's okay. Everything passes through awareness. Everything. But awareness doesn't change. The controller of awareness changes. Because the controller, the sense of I, is just a momentary fluctuation of experiences, of thoughts and emotions. But awareness doesn't change. How do I access more awareness? Relax. There's nothing that it needed to bolster its effect except the lack of your struggle, the loss of your effort, the surrender of your judgment. Relax. And observation takes care of itself. Caring attention, attention with heart. You are, the sense of you is as dense as your worry, as dense as your argument, as your opinion. You just allow, open beyond. Open beyond. Suddenly it takes care of itself. Get a sense of your own density in this moment. That's what's not right with what's going on. Or maybe it's an embellishment of what you would like. Or an investment to perpetuate what is occurring. What if I see all of that? Suddenly I become very thin. If all of that is seen, I become even thinner than if I see it. Can we look at our experience in this moment with wonder? Or is it so well known to us that we're under its dead weight? The dead weight of experience. Notice how thick you are when you lose yourself in thought, when there's only the thought as your reference for the whole world. How thick the sense of self is within that, the struggle of it, the definition of you, the definition of the thought, where it's pointing, all of that, the thickness of it. And then the thought goes. There's a moment of fresh air, of light, of space. You get quiet inside, and there's a thinning of self. I was thick, I'm thin, which is me. The sense of self is not a this is me. It's a thickening and thinning forever. That's what it is. It comes when it's needed functionally, and it goes when it isn't needed. It's not a problem. It thickens and it thins. I can't say I'm always thick, and I can't say I'm always thin. I thicken thin through the thick and thin of life.
Don't reverence yourself as one or the other. I'm such an angry person. You're not a... To help your thinning along, don't offer yourself definitions. Just what it is, just what's right now. Thick or thin, what's right now? It feels better to be thin. So very naturally, you'll start moving in that direction. Like a one-celled creature will start moving towards a warmer sense of water than the colder sense or whatever is unpleasant. You'll start moving towards a new definition of self, towards a new perspective. Less struggle, less suffering, more relaxed. You won't welcome tension because you'll see that tension just thickens you. You won't welcome opinions or anger or reaction or disdain. Not because you're afraid of it. Because you have more clarity when you're not that way. You can see the problem. You can see the solution. It's hard not to keep thinking of ourselves as the same solid entity with different experiences that show us different sides of ourself. But the self remains intact. I remains intact. And so it's very conclusive that what we need to do is to add a little more of this part of me, which is much more pleasant, and start releasing or understand whatever, however we get out of the other part of ourselves. But this is a total embrace. We don't get out of anything. And in that total embrace, everything changes. But it's not until it's embraced fully that anything changes, not really. You can add a little and subtract a little, but nothing really changes. The same perspective of life continues until there's a full embrace of life, all of it. And there's learning all along the way. It's not in dispute. It's not it's paradoxical, but it's not it's not contradictory. Because the thinning continues, there's a natural movement towards self-appreciation and appreciation of others. There's a natural movement towards that. It's not something that you have to induce. It comes from the thinning. Love comes from the thinning. It doesn't come from practicing love, although practicing love helps the thinning. It's not in contradiction, but it is a paradox. Okay, y'all.